Apple once asked him what features he'd like on a phone. When he quit doing TV interviews, CNN Financial News went out of business. Grocers put out the fresh food on Wednesdays because that is when he likes to shop. He is Gene Hensler, the most interesting PhD in Kennesaw.
I don't always host a radio show, but when I do, it's Money Talks. Stay invested, my friends. We're back. Anyhow, we've got some, we have some questions. And by the way, you can call us at 770-429-9166 if you have any questions. You can leave them there. We'll take them there. You can email at drgene@hensler.com. You can tweet, Twitter.
Well, whatever. Absolutely. And this is a real case study. So if there's a listener out there that wants us to evaluate their scenario, obviously changing the names.
Right.
I guess some free financial planning.
Yeah. That's right. That makes
good sense. And by the way, if you're listening to us on Sunday, because they are running the show both Saturday and Sunday at 10 o'clock, okay, that's only going to be going on for a couple weeks. So get your time set aside. I know some of you want to record this, et cetera. It's 10 o'clock Saturdays at 9:20 a.m. All right. Nick, we got a stock question for Nick.
Yeah, we got first one here from James. James Rowe. Recently I learned about a company called Motif Investing. What do you think about the concept of Motif Investing, that you can buy 30 stocks for $9.95? So it's actually a pretty cool idea. I saw it on CNBC a couple times over the past year. So Motif Investing is basically theme or idea-based investing. You can go with a trend, an investing strategy. And there's about 150 motifs currently available on the website, and you can actually create your own. So what you do is essentially build your own ETF. You can select up to 30 stocks, or you can use one of their predefined motifs. And there's a flat commission of $29.99 to build your fund. Now, the ones that they've pre-created, you can adjust the weights on them as you see fit. So let's just say...
So it's going to cost me $9 and some cents.
$29.95
to create a portfolio. So if I'm putting 30 stocks and I buy one share of each, just playing let's pretend, it's $29.99. If I'm buying 100 shares of each...
Exactly.
Okay.
Right. Yep. And you can adjust the weights however you'd like if you want to, target let's just say in the case of tablets. I know there's a motif out there for tablets, so maybe it's 10% in Apple, and then the other 90% is all in all the component manufacturers. Well, maybe you want a bigger position in Apple. You want to go right towards the tablet.
But they'll give you a portfolio.
Sure.
So they'll say that if you want to take advantage of the tablet, these are the stocks you would buy, and this is how many shares, what percentage
exactly
you would buy.
Yep.
Partial shares?
I don't think it's partial shares. I think it's full shares. I know there's a $250 minimum investment. There's, the $29.99 commission, and that's it. There's no fees going forward from there.
Yeah.
Now, if you wanted to –
they don't give you any financial advice here.
No, that's the thing. Okay. That's one thing to keep in mind. It does not act as a financial planner. You're still going to need to talk to someone about your retirement goals, your financial goals. This is just kind of an interesting idea if you want to gain exposure and kind of diversify in one particular area. But also remember, if you're targeting one theme – this isn't going to completely diversify your portfolio. You should still be diversified across, all 10 sectors.
This is investing in generalities, right?
Exactly.
And it's akin to a robo-advisor where you're basically, purchasing something that's being reallocated for you.
Mm-hmm. It's worthwhile taking a look. And do you have any sites or is just
this name? It's www.motifinvesting.com. It's pretty cool. They got some, informative videos on there.
Yeah, take a look and come up with something.
Well, we come back from the break.
Yeah.
Pontificate on this for a minute.
Pontificate on what?
This and robo-advising, which is becoming the fad.
A fad?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes, because you can definitely
that
not
sounds
look
nefarious.
At your investments. Here at Money Talks, we completely say just buy it, never look at it. Absolutely. Isn't that how it works?
Let the computer do it, right?
That's all we do. Uh-huh. We're going to talk about this. We'll be right back. She was terminally pretty. Well, I don't think – not a lot, to be perfectly honest.
Okay.
I think it works in scenarios where, I want to own this sector of the market, and I don't want to have to think about it, and I trust the people building the models, and boom, buy my stuff. But the reality is that nobody's going to care about your money like you will. Is that a fair statement?
Yep.
Okay. So I just we've been in this business so long now and seen the trends, .com this, and, you know, I mean, we can go back to forever how things were. It was a new economy and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Here's what I can tell you is that you have to be vigilant, or you have to hire somebody who is vigilant about what is happening in the economy, how the investments are being made, and what you're buying and selling. Look, you're not always going to pick winners, but that's going to be true for this Motif and these robo-advisors. I mean, I just can't imagine. I don't know. Could you imagine going to a doctor or a dentist and it just, oh, you could just build your own
and something
cap,
something else
you put
you
your
said.
Own crown on. I mean, it's just it's somewhat marketing. It's not really meat on the bone.
Something you said too. You have to trust who's making the portfolio. In this case, on Motif Investing, as I said, you can go in there and create your own, and it can actually be used by other people, and you get paid based on that. But you have to trust who made that. How do I know who went out and made this? This, say, ETF that claims that it's going to, perform well in times of inflation. I don't know who made this.
I guess I feel
how
like
qualified are they?
They're just putting, you know, to quote a
lipstick on a pig.
Yes, an ad from Charles Schwab many years ago, lipstick on a pig.
Yeah.
If I just want to have a no-brainer investment, why not just buy the S&P 500 and be done with it?
Right.
Or the Dow and be done with it. At least I've got a track record for 100 years.
Right.
You know.
And
not
really, if you're targeting exposure to a particular industry, there's plenty of ETFs out there. And the commission shouldn't be more than $9.99 wherever you're trading, you know?
Right.
So it's cheaper than that
$29.99.
Well, now, there's management fee. But
well, that's the sales pitch, right? They're saying, you know, robo-advising. Now, Motif doesn't do it quite that way, but it's the same scenario. You can get your money managed for 25 basis points or 0.25 of 1%. That's fine. Why would you come to somebody like us and pay 1%? Because we don't just manage the money. We just talked about, and we're going to get into this case study again, because we've only talked about the retirement part.
That's right.
There's an insurance component, an estate planning component. There's a current issue, tax issue.
Yeah.
So that's what you should be paying 1 to 1.5% for, not for somebody just to pick stocks or
that's
mutual
right.
funds. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, I'm going to upset all my friends at the CFP conference for saying that, because there's a lot of them, that's all they do. Right?
Well, you're absolutely correct.
So
easy way to make a living. I wish that we never heard from our clients. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You want him? Here's the deal. All this space here, redundant. Right?
Yeah.
I have a sale. I'd have 40 people in sales.
Well, I could. That's right. Well, it's just not that easy.
No.
It's just not that easy.
I'm making sport of it.
No, I know. But I mean, I think anything that drives costs down is good. But at the end of the day, it's sort of like saying, which doctor am I going to go
well,
to?
You get what you're paying.
Driving
for
costs down, that's exactly what this is, right?
Right.
It's the squeezing out.
Well, I think
you're going to give things up.
I think the thing to keep in mind is that investing and estate planning and portfolio management has gotten more and more complicated and less. I mean, as a point when I was teaching, I made a point of doing my own taxes so that I would be able to relate to somebody have a question, I'd know what the taxes were and relate to that. It's gotten to the point, the concept of me doing my taxes.
Yeah, it's impossible.
Mm-hmm. It's absolutely impossible with all the rule changes and stuff like that. So.
Especially if you own a business. If you have any kind of non-W-2 income, it's so complicated you got to have an expert. So, which would be a good segue to tell them
770-429-9166. By the way, it is tax season, isn't it?
It is.
Well, it's getting there.
It's getting there.
But I like to tell everybody, you know, it's now 2015, so not a whole lot I can do for you.
That's great.
For your 2014 taxes, except for fill out the forms.
Correct.
So.
But you can still open a...
You can, retirement accounts. There are some things you can do.
We'll talk about that another week.
Yeah.
Nick? We got a guy here, Alberto from Duluth, who wants to know about Bungie Limited and Mosaic Companies.
Yeah, so kind of similar businesses. Bungie is an agricultural business and food company. They buy, sell, store, and transport, as well as process oil seeds and grains to make protein meal for animal feed and edible oil products.
Soylent Green.
Yeah. Mosaic, on the other hand, produces and distributes crop nutrients to farmers across the world. And basically, both companies sell seeds and other plant nutrients to farmers. So if you want to take a longer-term look at it, as the world's population continues to grow, there's obviously going to be more mouths to feed. which should bode well for both these companies. Shorter term, farmers, which are both companies' customers, have struggled as commodity prices have kind of been hit hard in 2014.
Yeah,
so you see corn prices down 5%.
Yeah, but they've had 5 or 10 years of beautiful, I mean, profitable times.
Sure, yeah. So this year you see corn down, soybeans down 22%, rice down 25%. Fortunately for Bunge, cattle prices were up 24% last year, so that helped the farmers who needed the animal feed products. So it's no surprise that Bunge's actually outperformed Mosaic, up about 13% versus Mosaic that was about 1% down. Bunge doesn't meet our criteria for investment. It's got a pretty high debt-to-equity ratio, which is probably why it fails to meet our universe criteria. Mosaic, on the other hand, does meet our criteria.
And they own a great golf resort.
Stream Selling.
Really? Where's that?
It's in Florida. A fantastic place. I went down there 2 years ago specifically to play it. It's an old phosphate mine. And these people are phosphate business. And that's where they have, you know, you always read about these guys in Florida catching these 12-pound bass.
Yeah.
And they're always out of these old phosphate places. It's incredible. It's in the middle of nowhere. It's 52 miles from Tampa. And that's the close. Lakeland is 30 miles away. Through the weirdest country you've ever been in your life. Go ahead. But so Mosaic would be the one that you would pick?
Yeah, meets our criteria. It meets our criteria. The other one does not. Both large cap companies, $17 billion for Mosaic versus I think about $13 billion for Bunge. So if you want one of the two, go with Mosaic for sure.
There's another big company that's in the fertilizer business. What's it? Canadian? Saskatchewan?
Potash.
Potash.
Potash Corporation of Saskatchewan, yeah.
Yeah. Now, how does that fit in with this? I know that we didn't take a look at that. We haven't owned that in a while. It's been awful pricey, I thought.
Yeah, I'm not sure what it's done as of late, but you're right. It absolutely fits in the same mix there. It's going to be another large cap company, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to stop here for a quick break. You're listening to Money Talks. We'll be right back.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.